Today is Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'll start out with a little bit of a Nat update. Yesterday, so we finally got in what the waste management company called our green bags because we bag our lawn. I know this is so exciting. When I mow the lawn every week, by the way, Scott the Seder, I'm not going to stop mowing until you're dead. I'm just kidding. I don't want you to die. So that's a horrible thing. Scott the Seder in the Zoom over the weekend, the Pride 48 Zoom cocktail hour, made another joke that I was going to eventually quit mowing my own lawn. And now I really can't. So anyway, a Nat update. We put these green bags, so I mowed on, I don't know, Sunday, I think. And we put the grass clippings in the green bag, and we decided to stop putting them in the garage because Wes Stone said we shouldn't do that. Basically, he said, I think they produce some kind of gas, methane or something, and they could blow up or catch fire or something. So we decided we were going to just leave them on the back porch because it's open air, kind of. There is a roof. I mean, the back porch is covered, but there, you know, it's open. There's not, there are no walls or anything. Like, it's not an enclosed. So we went out there. The trash runs on Wednesdays. So we went out. Mark was like, hey, Boyfie, we have to go get the grass and take it to the curb in the front. And we walked out there to do it, and the sliding glass door that leads to the back patio was full of, I'm not sure what, some kind of flying, I mean, like a colony. Like, it looked like an ant colony with wings. So like flying ants. I swear to God, it is like the plagues in the Bible. We have frogs. We have some kind of forid flies inside. Now we have these flying ants. And it was like a whole colony of them. So I actually sprayed them down with Windex, as you do. And it actually killed them. But now we've got like all, like, I would say hundreds of these flying whatever on the, in the door, in the little sliding part of the sliding glass door. Well, they could be, what are the things that eat wood? They could be, you get it, your house gets treated for them, and I know they fly. Wood fly, no, not wood flies. What are those things called? Anyway, they could be those, termites. They could be termites because I know termites fly, but the thing is, the sliding glass door is not wood. As far as I know, it's plastic. And the outside of my house is brick. So there's no wood anywhere around where these things were. And I know, but they looked too big to be gnats. So I'm not, and they're not the same things that have been flying around my studio. So I'm not really sure exactly what they were. All I know is I found the piece of paper with the 50% coupon for the pest control company today. And I'm going to be calling them tomorrow. I just ran out of time today and 5 o'clock hit and I know they'll be closed. So I'm going to call them tomorrow and say, look, we've got some kind of flying things in the house. We've got flying things, a different kind of flying thing outside the house. You might as well treat for fleas because I know that, you know, I know that we have all these other bugs. I'm sure we're going to have fleas as well. And Sydney's going to get fleas when she goes in the yard. So anyway, we're going to do all of that. I do have a tweet here. And most of my tweets have been talking about this new mixer that Daniel has gotten, and I'm sure we'll talk about that on Mix Minus this weekend. So I won't talk about that, but Kathy Bacon says, check out Vanguard, listen to Dave Ramsey podcast on investing. So thanks for that, Kathy Bacon. I know about Dave Ramsey. He annoys me a little bit. He's like super, super Christian. And I mean, I'm a Christian, but he's super like, I guarantee you he's a homophobe kind of Christian. And he annoys me a little bit. But he does have some good financial advice. So I don't know. I'll think about listening to him, but Walmart's up so high right now. I feel like I need to make a decision in the next few days. So I took step two today, which was move all the shares from my account that I can't do anything with other than sell to my Merrill brokerage account that I opened up yesterday. So I moved all those over today. I called them today and I moved all of them over. And so the next step will be figuring out how many of those shares I want to sell, whether I want to sell the oldest or the newest. And then once I sell them, figuring out like what kind of, do I want to do a managed or do I want to pick out the stocks/bonds that I want to do? So it'll be a process, and actually when I looked up Walmart, a lot of analysts are listing Walmart as a buy right now or hold. So it's probably not bad for me to take a little bit of time, but I'm a little bit nervous because how our CEO is saying, well, we don't know what's going to happen in the third and fourth quarter because the stimulus checks are running out and, you know, with COVID and everything, our sales could drop. So I don't really know. All right. So we also had a tweet from listener Dan, who says, if you'd really like to get rid of the gnats and not sure what they are, you can go to your local extension office with a sample and they will identify it and tell you the best way to eliminate the problem. Hope that helps. Love your podcast, Dan. Dan, I'm not sure if you were talking about this podcast or Mix Minus. I've probably talked about it on both shows, but I'm glad you love it. And or whichever one you love, I'm glad you love either one of them. That's fantastic. I love having you as a listener. Yeah, I mean, probably what I'll do, that is a good suggestion, but I'm definitely calling an exterminator, and they'll probably know. Like, I mean, maybe I'll save a dead one, you know, and be like, okay, here's what we've been seeing flying around. Can you please, you know, get rid of this? But yeah, I mean, that... I'm sure there is a local extension office somewhere around here that I could go to and do that. So from a cooking, for the cooking report today, I'll tell you guys what I made last night. I have been getting bone-in pork chops, and I usually hate bone-in meat because in the past, it's been very difficult to cook. Now chicken, I don't like bone-in chicken because I don't like all, you have to work too hard, like when you're eating it. I don't like to try to eat around bones. It's very, like, I like a boneless piece of chicken. But I've been thinking about pork because it's so easy to get a dry shoe leather piece of pork when you're cooking it. And because I have this sous vide, I've been thinking, you know, I could cook it in the sous vide and cook it for hours with the bone on, no problem. And then I can just sear it really quickly. But the bone will help it. Also, the ones with bones appear to be thicker. They come in a thicker size. The boneless ones always seem to be these thin ones that are very easy to dry out. But the ones with a bone, like the bone-in chop, is very large at my local grocery store. So I bought bone-in chops, and I seasoned them with salt, pepper, garlic powder, and I have some garam masala that I made, which... Garam masala is just a spice mix with all kinds of different Indian spices. It's got cumin and coriander and clove and cinnamon and turmeric. I don't think it has turmeric. But anyway, it's got a bunch of like, you know, Indian type spices. I can't name all of them. There's a lot. So what I did is I bought all of them and then I looked online for a recipe. But I put a little bit of garam masala on each one. Salt, pepper, garlic powder. And then I put them in the sous vide at 140 degrees for, I don't know, somewhere between 3 and 4 hours. The cool thing about the sous vide is you don't have to get your meat up to the actual 160 to 165 because of the fact that you get it to a temperature that's safe and it holds it there and it's very consistent. you don't have to get it all the way up. The reason you have to go to 160 or 165 when you're not in a sous vide is because of the nature of how you're cooking it, and you want to make sure everything got killed, that temperature got all the way through. But because a sous vide keeps it at a consistent temperature, you can go much lower. So I did 140, which is a medium, which is actually what you want for pork nowadays. So anyway, so I did that, and then I seared it in a really hot pan after I took it out. And right at the end, after I got some nice brown crust on it, I added a little bit of butter and I put in some ginger, some fresh, not fresh, but I buy the ginger in the tube. So, you know, they sell ginger paste and garlic paste like in a tube. And I buy the ginger paste in the tube and I just squirt a little bit in there on top of the butter. And then I basted the pork with the ginger and butter. Anyway, it was really good. We had that with corn and my favorite new roasted potatoes, which I probably told you about. If you buy the really tiny baby potatoes, and it doesn't matter whether they're red skinned or brown skinned, but the really small ones, put them in a bowl, microwave them for 4 minutes. Then take them out and smash them to get them to open up and show all those craggy potato-y edges. Then throw in some olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and toss it around in the olive oil, and then put it in your air fryer, if you have one, for about 15 more minutes. Perfect crispy edges. The skin gets crispy if you leave it in there long enough. So good. And I also made sour cream and butter biscuits from a recipe that I found yesterday. It was so good, you guys. Dinner was great last night. Tonight we're going to have Wendy's because they got the pretzel burger back, and I love it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk at gmail.com. Sorry, everyone. I know. Oh, my God. You can email me at that email address. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.